our beloved listener. Back to our podcast, Money Talks. Where we are gonna discuss about numerous of interesting matter which relate to our daily lives. Today, we are gonna talk about a trend among teenagers, including us, it's e-money. Most of us, of course, have used e-money for daily, but I wonder if there's a negative side to it. Is it true that using e-money is gonna make it easily for us to waste money? Okay, today, I'm not gonna be alone to discuss this matter. I'm gonna talk about e-money with a friend who have a lavish life, especially after e-money exercise. Let's welcome Safa!
Hi listeners, I'm ecstatic to join you all. Thank you for the invitation.
Of course, Safa, we all know that e-money makes our life practical. But let me ask you, how often do you use e-money?
Honestly, almost every day. Every time I want to buy something, especially meals, beverages, or small things like accessories, I always pay them with my e-money. Just need to tap or scan and we're good to go. Very practical, no need to search for cash.
That's true, it's practical. But do you realize that your lifestyle become consumptive since using of e-money? It's easier for you to spend money, no?
Yes, I realized it now. Because after using it, it feels like I'm not spending money at all. Doesn't feel real at all. I don't see my money coming out of my own purse. Without me realizing, I often bought unnecessary things just because of a discount or because it's interesting.
Okay, it's easier for you to spend because you don't touch the money, right?
Indeed. Back then, I always count my money in my purse before I bought something. Now, with e-money, my account balance dropped drastically. Just notice how often I shop. Very dangerous.
It's dangerous if you cannot control your urge, especially for us, students with no income. Have you ever had any account balance crisis because of too many transactions?
Many times. There's one time I have no account balance at all because I bought so many viral products off of internet. When I checked it, I got nothing at all. Unfortunately, I have to wait a week to receive my allowance. So I need to control my urge not to buy anything for a week. That's when I realized that my life was, unfortunately, was too lavish.
Wow, that's a real experience. Before we move on to tips and tricks to overcome consumerism, there's a few interesting questions from our beloved listener. Let's read one by one. First question from @Lea_student on Instagram. This user asks, how do you not get tempted if there's a discount?
That's a problem that I encountered every day. One of the tricks to not get tempted is to question myself whether I really need the item. If the answer is no, the discount is not important to you. Now I focus to search things that are my priority.
That's right. Mindset is important. Next from @loli_12 on Twitter, she said that she called them differentiate between needs and desire, especially scrolling down on e-commerce. She asked whether you have any tips for her.
This is so me. You can make a list of priority before you shop. If there's an item that you really want, check your list. If that's not on the list, that's desire. That's not a need. Following the list could really help you so you won't shop impulsively.
That's a useful tip, Safa. Okay, let's question from @Marcel_Dimas on Instagram. The user asks whether you have ever felt guilty after you impulsively shop and how did you get out of the feeling?
Every time I shop! Usually that feeling came up when I got nothing on my account in the middle of the week. But to get out of the feelings, I had to learn from a mistake. I immediately make a list of how much I spent and started to limit myself so it won't occur again. The thing is, not to drown in that feeling and focus to change.
Amazing, Safa. Your answer help all of our listeners. Thank you for all of the question. If you guys have any other question, don't be shy to shoot us on our social media. Let's continue, Safa. So according to you, how to keep enjoying the use of e-money without going over the limit?
I think the key is to control our urges. From now on, try to limit yourself. For example, I limit myself how much I could spend that week. If I pass the limit, I have to hold back for the entire week. Besides that, I have to be smarter to choose which items that I really need and not to be tempted by some lousy discounts.
So, the key is to hold back and know our priority. Lastly, Saf, do you want to say something to people out there that spend over the limit using e-money?
So, for you all out there that are using e-money, remember that account balance is just as the same as your real money. So, even though it's easy to have a transaction, you still have to be wise. Don't be easily tempted by discounts. Limit yourself so you don't overly spend on unnecessary stuff. The consumerism inside could be worse if you don't learn to control it.
Excellent answer. I hope those tips and tricks could help us out. Thank you, Safa, for the time to be a speaker on this podcast. I hope you guys out there could be wiser to not go over the limit. That is for now. Don't forget to listen to other episodes. See you on the next topic. Stay smart and wise in spending, everyone. Money Talks over.
Love you guys. Bye.